Pakistan is mourning after a terrorist killed over 150 people, including two candidates contesting general elections. Hundreds were injured in a sudden surge of terror attacks during the past few days in northwest and southwest of Pakistan. The terrorists from the different militant backgrounds, including Daesh, have struck back at a time when Islamabad was boasting of its success story against years-long militancy. A regional government bordering with Afghanistan has warned political parties to stay away from holding public rallies ahead of general elections later this month. Many political parties have already suspended their campaign after authorities warned that similar attacks may take place against high-profile political leaders.
After having such a devastating terror attacks, I don't think it is appropriate to make political shows at this time when people of Pakistan and people of Balochistan are mourning.
Imran Khan, whose party is expected to win the forthcoming parliamentary elections, says he's risking his life to sustain the electioneering.
The attempt is basically to scare people, to terrify people, and the attempt is to that the authorities concerned and the powers to be, they postpone these elections. Some forces outside Pakistan, they are trying to sabotage and subvert these elections, and they are the terrorists and extremists, and their bases are outside Pakistan.
Despite sudden surge in violence, Pakistan has pledged to hold elections at every cost. However, a sense of fear prevails among politicians and voters alike, something which analysts believe may affect the overall turnout on election day. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.